All right, everyone. Long ago, you might remember I used to be a different kind of content creator. Not that we don't still talk about going your own way. For some, you know, I mean, it's whatever. Going your own way, in my words, means going the way that you feel is best. It literally says it in, what's the very first, Strong Woman Ahead. No, that's not it. I don't know if it'll go back to that first one or not. Marry with care. Your relationship ends, divorce, emotions closed, and misery. Good night. Now don't go and buy this right away, guys, because you say, oh, this one might be one up my alley. Girlfriend, marriage, and family. 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. Hey, dead-end job? Yeah. So, guys, do not flirt. This one might actually appeal to more guys than normal here. Because this game, it's infancy right now. This is literally just episode one. This is a visual novel that is focused on actually letting you go your own way in the game. Which means there is a monk mode in this game. Oh man, there's a red pill and a blue pill junction. Wow. Okay. So, Heavenshire Stories, rather, not studios. I'm sorry, like, there's so many of these that go by studios that, you know, But Heavenshire Stories is behind this one. And again, this is in its infancy. This is episode one. But I'm very proud to bring you this one. So, guys, we are going to take a journey as we go our own way. The very first time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, we're actually doing one that might have to do with red pill content. Seems like it might, but also might have blue pill content. It looks like it might go either way, but it definitely lets you know, even here in the little street signs, that there's a lot of ways you can go in life. Especially when it comes to marriage, family, relationships, jobs, all of it. So alright guys, let's get started. The content presented here is a work of parody and should be viewed as such. The work is intended for entertainment purposes only and is not associated with any original creators or entities affiliated with any original work. Character situations and narratives in this parody are fictional. This work is not meant to be a factual representation of the original source material, nor should it be considered a substitute for the original work. What original work? The creators of this parody do not claim any rights to original work and acknowledge intellectual property rights to original creators. The parody is not endorsed, directly affiliated with, maintain, authorized, sponsor, blah, 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 blah. What will you be using to read this today? A coconut. Hello. Oh, this uses some rather old models. So, yeah, this is a dev really just starting out. Before we begin, in case you haven't read a story like this before, I'll explain what you need to do. Please click to continue. Anytime characters speak like I'm doing now, you should click to progress the story. If you don't, the story will not continue. Yeah, we'll be here forever. Remember when we went to a black screen and I was waiting for it to go and it just never happened? We would have been there for years. When there's no dialogue, you don't need to click. The story will advance on its own. If you do click, it'll advance faster, but maybe not have the dramatic effect that the author intended. From time to time, you have to make a choice. When that happens, the choice will appear on the screen, and you'll need to make a selection to continue the story. If you do not make a selection, the story will not proceed. If you make a decision that you think is erroneous, you will either need to deal with the outcome, like in real life, or reload a previous save. This game isn't about game over screens. I want to be upfront with you about this. The story involves interactions between men and women. I mean, we do know that, right, folks? However, to be clear, this story does not contain explicit content. So this is not an adult game. Hello? Are you still there? Okay, I get it. Maybe you've read other stories like this and they contain more adult-oriented scenes. If that is the only reason you read these stories, this might not be the story for you. But if you read visual novels like these to enjoy a good story, then give this one a chance. You might like it. Well, since you're still here, you might as well get started. If you enjoy games with robust character creation, this won't be like that. Let's start with the basics. What's your first name? Choose your first name. The default is John. No kidding, the main character in the story has the same name. What are the chances, right? So what is your last name? It's a fascinating last name. I'll bet there's some history behind that. Unfortunately, I don't have the time right now for you to explain it. We're trying to get to the story, right? Where were we? Oh, yes. What is your age range? Are you tall? Yes. Definitely. Yes, I can see that. Are you in shape? Yeah. Good to hear. Staying in shape is important for your health. And if you don't have your health, what do you have? You and I might have different ideas about what being in shape is, but I'll mark it down since that's what I'm here for. Are you female or male? Excellent. Almost finished here. I can't tell you aren't from Heavenshire. In what region of the world do you reside? And if you where you live isn't explicitly stated, just pick something close by or far away. You know, whatever. Nevermore. Great band. Getting back together, but it's not going to be the same without Laurel Dane. Perfect. I'm not sure why that question is here. Probably just didn't want to directly ask about ethnicity, thinking it was too sensitive or something like that. And that's it. Full disclosure, the game doesn't retain any of that information other than your first name. So there's good news and bad news. Good news is that you're a wonderful person for sharing so much about yourself. I mean, really feel like we've bonded, you know? Bad news is that none of that matters. Because the story you're about to read is about this guy. Grim Smith. Lord. Has to be a Smith. I don't know about you, but I've had a blast hanging out with you. Having said that, I'm sure you think it's time to get to the story, right? Well, his real name would be John Smith, right? Like in Pocahontas. Thank you for checking out this visual story. Well, we hope you'll enjoy it. Not so long ago. When you were young, there's a lot of outside forces that try to influence you, to shape you, and to guide you. Starts with family and friends, continues with instructors in schools, employers, media, and entertainment, and government. Each has their own motives. Some might be harmless. Parents might want to secure their legacy or see children in their future. More and more, schools work in tandem with the governments to create ideal citizens according to plans that few have debated upon. Employers usually want drones to carry out their plans for profit and enlist you as their consumer. As you get older and you think you understand the plan, the steps needed, and the... Excuse me, guys, we're gonna try that again. As you get older, you think you understand the plan, the steps needed, and the end result. Finish school, get a job, meet someone, get married, start a family, and live a cookie-cutter life. You and your partner in love and harmony begin the next cycle, which will endlessly repeat, and you are happy. They don't prepare you for the twists and turns that life throws at you. Maybe your family isn't as nurturing as they show you on television and movies. You don't necessarily get the job you want. Despite your best efforts, you sometimes choose a significant other that doesn't love you the way you love them. There's actually two books I might recommend. They taught me a lot about the red pill before I even thought about being a content creator. They're by a guy by the name of Chad Colt-Gen. He quit writing books after one... He quit writing books a long time ago, but it was The Average American Male and The Average American Marriage. Really good frickin' books. I mean, they might be a little dated, and they are, you know, they do have comedy and bits of humor, but it's very masculine humor, right? It's stuff I think you guys will like. So, if you want something about a guy that, you know, has these dreams, you know, because an average American male, of course, he's got the big dreams that young men have. And as you get into the average American marriage, you start to realize what it's really like, what the job is like, what the marriage is like, all these things they don't tell you about. He said there was going to be the average American funeral, but I don't think it'll ever happen. So we do have those two books, and I'm proud to have them on my shelf. Highly recommend reading them. If there's audiobooks, listen to them. They're great. They will red pill you so much. And I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, the red pill that they do now where these alpha coaches go on and tell you how to get girls. No, this is what happens when you do get into a relationship, when you do get that job. This is all the stuff that those guys don't tell you about. Those cool guys like Alpha Bro and all that, whatever they call themselves. They'll be like, Chad Chaddington, right? Say, I'm going to teach you how to get this girl, how to get this great job, all this money. And they don't tell you what all comes with that. It's not what you think. They hide all the bad stuff, right? Because, you know, you wouldn't give them money if they told you all the bad stuff. Like, why would I ever want to waste my money on something that won't make me fulfilled as a person, right? Why would I want to give you $100 or whatever for your course if this isn't going to be what's best for me? But they will try to convince you that it's what society says is best for you. And obviously, a lot of young men believe if they do what society wants them to do, then that's all that matters, right? Oh, well, I'm doing what everybody wants me to do. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing what my parents did. I'm doing what my grandparents did. I'm doing what, you know, biology tells me to do. I'm doing all these things, you know, that I'm supposed to do. And sometimes they're not happy. They're depressed. There's a lot of other things going on. They push themselves. And then, you know, of course, divorces happen. And custody happens. And all these horrible things. You get fired and thrown out on the street. And you can't pay your rent. And just all kinds of stuff, right? Nobody prepares for that. Those guys that tell you about these successful jobs, they don't tell you what happens when you get furloughed. They don't tell you what happens when your job is no longer necessary. Right? They don't talk to you about that kind of stuff. Because you'd never give them money. And that's what life is really like. It doesn't have a direct curve. It goes in several different directions. People just think, oh, I'm just going to move my way to the top and roll up the ladder. That ladder's got a lot of broken rungs on it, guys. You try to put your hand on one and crack. Oh, how am I ever going to reach that next rung? You might be able to take your arm and reach over to the next one and kind of get it, right? But then what happens when that one breaks? Well, you might not be able to reach to that next rung, right? So what do you do now? Well, now you're understanding what life is really like. Then maybe you can't reach the top of that ladder. Maybe you'll never reach the top of that ladder. But maybe you'll realize that it's not about reaching the top of that ladder. It's about enjoying the climb. What do you do once you realize everything you have been preparing for is a lie? What do you do? When your life has deviated from the plan, everything you thought you were going to do, gone. When the ideal does not match the reality. What happened? But I thought this was... Welcome to life. I'm so glad I'm going to be 40. Because, you know, having the experience that I have now, like, it just... It's something that men need. And I think men need this knowledge a lot earlier. Because I see so many guys, you know, still thinking, oh, I'm going to do this and that and the other. But I will say that men are a little clear-headed than they used to be. The young men I work with, they're not 100% sure, right? And that's good. Because the strong-willed men of yesteryear that came in with big dreams and ended up, you know, just running the hamster wheel, right? That's what they did. Gotta go to work. Gotta get the money. Gotta pay the bills. Gotta make sure the wife's happy. Gotta make sure the kids are taken care of. This is my life. over and over and over and over and over until I die. Yep. You learn to go your own way. Heavenly Airways, Heavenshire Stories presents Going Your Own Way. The flaws in my idealistic life started to reveal themselves about 6 months ago. My fiancé and I were traveling to a tropical island to spend a few relaxing days and romantic nights. It was a beautiful island, from what I saw of it. Most of the 12 hours I was there at the airport. I would have loved to have stayed the full 6 days. It began as an enchanting evening of possibilities with a few drinks at the bar. I turned my back for a moment and she started chatting with some guy, as happens. She excused herself and suddenly she was nowhere to be found. Your wife is now talking with another strange man that you don't know. What do you think about this, guys? What is your emotion? Like, who is this guy? Why did my wife leave with him? And you probably want to string him up by his ears, right? Say, hey buddy, that's my wife. Until she was found. With him. Your wife. Your beloved wife. With another man, right in front of you, making out, having a great time. That's not just your wife, that's your marriage. You signed the contract, mate. So, what happens now, huh? Well, goodbye to the marriage. She'd rather be with Mr. Wonderful over here. Goodbye to the kids. Maybe you'll get to see him again. Depends on the court. You may never get to see him again. And they may even grow to hate you. Because she can go and tell the kids, Daddy's a bad person. You don't want to be around him. He's a horrible man. I mean, I remember when TFM had that show and he had the lawyer on there. And the lawyer would talk to these guys that have been divorced. Probably one of the best eras of TFM when he had the lawyer. I still, even though there was all that stuff where the lawyer got upset about his AI thing, whatever. The lawyer was spot on with a lot of the help that he gave to these young men. Because he was a former divorce lawyer. And he would basically go in there and he would tell these men, this is what I want you to do. This is what you need to do in order to at least let your kids know that you weren't the monster your mother told them that you were. Sorry, you know how my brain gets a little bit. On the beach, together. Did I cause this? Was it something I said? No. Not a word you said. She just found something better. It's called the bigger, better deal. Something I did? No, nothing you did. Is there something I could have done that would have altered what happened? Nope. Not a thing. What did I do wrong? Episode 1, Back in the Game. A few months later in Heavenston, Heavenshire. A lot of heaven references here. Doesn't seem like it's very heavenly though, right? Hey bro, you there? Hello? Diversified Enterprises, Inc. Hey, does that mean DEI? Yup. Assimilating your hearts and minds. Oh, Grant. Hey, man. Yeah, Grim. Hey, what were you? Outer space? Excuse me. What were you? Where were you? Outer space or something? No, just thinking. Why do you still... Damn, can I freaking talk? Why do you still have that there?
Yeah.
No, I guess I can't talk. Maybe I should do this again when I can talk. No, alright, I'm not gonna do that to you guys. Let me just take a breath. Why do you still have that here? Why do you still have that at all? I would have burned it the second I got home. I don't know, because it takes time. It's true. I'm not there yet. Not there yet? It's been like 6 months, buddy. Forget about her! Like there was that, what was it? It was Scorpion and Sub-Zero sitting on the couch, and Sub-Zero is crying, and Sub-Zero has his arm around him, and he's saying, "Get over her! She screwed you over, man. I mean, really screwed you over. I get it. Really, what was she thinking that night? Can we please drop it? I understand, Grim, it's gotta be painful. Seeing her there with him. The two of them. Enough! I hope I'm not hearing any raised voices over here. Are we having a problem today? Do we need to step into my office for a chat? I'm sorry, it's my fault. Quiet, Grant. I was talking to Grim. No, Lucy, I didn't realize I'd raise my voice. Good. Well, I better not hear anything else from you two today. You've got plenty of volume to get through before you leave. Of course. Don't worry about us. We're on it, Lucy. Good. Get to it, then. And remember, I'll be watching the both of you. Especially you. Jeez, can you believe her? Lucifer is so creepy, so disgusting. Don't call her that, you're going to get us in trouble. And the way she was checking you out, we should report her to HR. She wasn't checking me out. Ugh, you're so blind, it's totally against the law for her to act like that. HR would take her side. Yep, she'd find a way for it to be our fault. HR will always defend the company, not you. Remember, it's not human resources, it's company resources. They should call it CR, because it's all about defending the company or the corporation. Well, that's crap, just like your ex. Are you back on that? Back? I never got off that. Hey, man, I just want you to be happy again. Right, you aren't trying to live vicariously through someone else? Wanting juicy details? After dates? Well, maybe it's a little like that, but you don't understand how boring married life can be. Oh, I didn't mean it like that, I meant... It's okay, I know, and I'm fine. Fine? I don't think so, Mopey. How long has it been since you've been on a date? A first date? It's not a fair question. I've been engaged for 2 years, and we were dating for years before that. You've been single for 6 months. That engagement was over when you flew home. Yeah, but nothing. You need to get back into the game. Unsure about that. I don't know. What is there to know? It's a date. You meet her. You talk. You drink. You like her? You don't like her. You do things. You don't do things. It doesn't matter. But, look, I get it. You don't think you're ready, but trust me, this will be the best thing that ever happened to you. And I won't take no for an answer. Okay, I guess it couldn't hurt. Great, I know just the gal. She's attractive, nice personality, and single. And she's the type to give you a good time, if you know what I mean. Good time never hurt anyone. Yeah, I think I do. I'm a little curious how a married guy like yourself would know that, though. That's not important. What is important, regardless of how things turn out, is that you come back here and tell me all about it. So here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow evening after work, you clean yourself up and you head over to the Cheesecake Factory, the warehouse, around 7 o'clock. It's nice, but not too nice. Decent place to have a conversation and get to know each other. You know how it is. I know the drill. Tara will meet you there. She'll be wearing a red dress. Got it? Yeah, I've got it. And don't forget, I want details. Hi, Tara. I'm Grim, Grant's friend. Hi, Grim. I'm Tara. Grant's told me so much about you. He has? Yes, and I'm so excited to meet you. I'm sure Grant said a few things about me, too. Probably only some of them are true. No, he didn't say a whole lot. Oh, that's even better. When I'm excited or nervous, or both, like right now, I tend to babble a bit. But if Grant didn't say much, then I've got plenty to tell you. And I know it's not the best job out there, but I work with good people, and I'm happy with it. Nice. Exactly, no sense being miserable every day. This brings me to the apartment I share with my BFF. Good evening, I'm Alicia, and I'll be serving you this evening. Is there anything I can get you immediately? A drink, perhaps? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, please. I like a glass of Nebbiolo, if possible. Absolutely. And for the gentleman? I've never been a big drinker. I didn't even really feel like drinking anything tonight. Should I get what I want or just have what she's having? Well, I'm not going to have night coffee, and I'm not going to have what she's having. I'm going to have just a water. I'll start with a water for now. Okay, I'll... Nonsense, he'll have a glass of Nebbiolo too. I don't like where that's going. It's like, are you sure? That's my first thing. I say, are you sure? I mean, I won't turn it down, but I'll be like, I mean, sure, I'll give it a try. I mean, at least give it a try. But if I don't like it, I'll let her know I don't like it. I'm not going to be one of those guys that's like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's just lovely. No, I'm not that kind of guy. Are you okay with that, sir? Yes, that's fine, thank you. Okay, I'll be right back with that. So where was I? Oh, yes, my apartment. Which led me to look for a new car. Am I talking too much? No, it's fine. Women tend to do that. Here are your glasses. Would you like to test the wine, sir? Me? Yes, do you want to pronounce it worthy for me? Oh, I don't know. My knowledge of wine pretty much stops at sparkling muscatel. You know, the singing frog and whatnot. She's got a nice smile. Uh-oh. I don't get it. It was just a lame joke. Forget it. I liked it. Uh-oh. Here you go. You will both enjoy this. I guarantee it. Thank you, Alicia. I'm sure it'll be fine. Of course, I'll be back in a moment. This is pretty good. I must be a cretin or something. It tastes like any other wine I've ever had. So, who is this singing frog? And for years and years, I thought all those puppets were really talking to the humans on their own. I can't believe I ever watched any of that. Not saying I wouldn't tune in at my age, but I think those shows are okay for children. And they're probably good for a chuckle or two. Ah, you must be joking. And how is everything here? Well, you know, part of going your own way means you make your own decisions. I'm not gonna say nothing to upset her, but I am going to make a fool of myself. What do you think about the children's show with all the singing puppets, Alicia? Did you ever watch it? Oh, definitely one of my favorites. I see it all the time. maybe I misunderstood the question. I think so. Are you ready to order? Look at her, a real professional. Not even writing down anything Tara is saying. Certainly, and for the gentleman, I have pretty simple tastes. I'll just have a burger and fries. Dude, if she changes my order, I'm walking the fuck out. Yes, you will give me my burger and fries. You will not talk to me about my health. If I am going to die, it is on my fucking terms. Do you hear me? Excellent. And I will get those to you as soon as possible. Thank you. So where was I? Oh yes, after college I decided that I needed to... Well, this girl talks a lot. I didn't have a chance to say anything. See, that would drive me up a wall. Because I like to talk, if you haven't noticed. And I like when people talk as well. I like when people listen too. Because most of the girls I've had, they listen. Because I like to talk. If you haven't noticed from the interviews and from the shows, I like to fucking talk. Okay? So, yeah. Me being the silent one would be a very rare situation. The last girl I remember one girl. We walked around the whole mall, and I think I just talked about everything I could think of. She enjoyed it. But she didn't say a word. See, here's what really got me, guys. When I was dating this girl, we walked around the mall. You know, I took her to the movies. We had there was this little place in the mall we went to eat at. It was nice. And then after that, you know, she finally started talking back. And when she did, it was like the worst stuff ever. It was like hiding this horrible monster of a person that I didn't know she was. You know, she was very shy, I guess you could say, in person. But when she was on the phone, you know, texting back and forth, she was vile, volatile, right? I mean, it's not that she didn't say a few words here and there, but when she really got to talking, I was like, my God. So, needless to say, we haven't talked to each other in many years. I'm sure she's got a different life now. Probably making somebody else miserable. But who knows? She might even be watching this. I don't know who my fans are. I really don't. Yeah, but I will say that, yeah, you really don't know a person until they've started talking, I guess you can say. That's why it's very important when you're having a conversation that both sides get a chance to say something. You ask each other questions. Do you like this? Do you like that? Don't go into politics, and please don't go into religion unless you're both religious. Now, religion can be an issue if you have completely different ideas of religion. Even within the same faith. Like, if you're Pentecostal and she's Presbyterian, you might have some issues. Catholic, you know. Oh, you go to Mass? Oh, I don't... She's like, there isn't a day I don't go to Mass. I always go to Mass. I go to Mass every single day that I can. I've never been to a Mass in my life. Like, that might not work too well. If you don't like going to Mass, you probably don't want to go with somebody that's a hardcore Catholic and attends Mass all the time, right? Maybe that isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, she's nice, she's pretty, and she could definitely fill the silence. Okay, now you're rationalizing with yourself here. he's trying to make it work. It's like, okay, we've got to talk and really see where this is going to go. But he's trying to say, I can deal with this. This isn't going to be so bad. It's better than being alone, right? Like, a lot of guys do that. They try to rationalize the situation. Like, oh yeah, you know, she's kind of pretty. I guess she's kind of funny. It's not going to be boring. She'll talk a lot. We'll have a good time. It's not my ideal option, but it's better than nothing. A lot of guys choose that, right? I'm not really sure how much I want to share about myself anyway after the disaster I've been through. It's been a long time since I had to start from the beginning like this. And that's what I get every week when I go to the store. I hear crickets. Like, you're gonna tell me about your life story? Interesting. Pardon the interruption. How is everything? It was okay. And the gentleman? Things are just fine. Thank you. Can I get you anything else? A dessert, perhaps? No. No, thank you. Just a check, please. Of course, I'll return in just a moment. Thank you. I've said a lot tonight. What about you? I feel like Grant didn't tell me everything about your relationship status. Why did you break up with your last girlfriend? She didn't love me. You know what? I want to say grew apart. Hold on. We don't know that she was a cold-hearted bitch. They said it was rough, but I don't know how rough it was. We don't know how rough the divorce was. If the divorce was hardcore, I would have said, oh yeah, she's a cold-hearted bitch. Grew apart makes sense where she found the other man that she liked better. They kind of grew apart. Maybe they were madly in love at one time. They're not now. She didn't love me. I don't think that's necessarily true, but she did find another... Like, I'm one of these that believes that love is fleeting. People change over time. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But for the most part, they do. And you have to learn to love the different stages of a person, right? That person that you met 10 years ago is probably not going to be the same as they were 10 years ago. I mean, that's just normal. I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. In my 30s, I'm not the same person I was in my 20s. So, yeah, guys, people change, and so do their feelings. So, I'm gonna go with I don't know, because I don't personally have all the information. And neither did he. She just moved with the other guy. You know, they were at this luxurious resort, sat down to have dinner. She starts talking to this guy, and there you go. I don't know. I wish I did. Well, I'm sure you'll figure out what you did one day. Oh, this is awkward. First time she's been silent all evening. I hope you weren't thinking that by leaving early you were going to be able to sleep with me tonight. Don't worry. I wasn't thinking that at all. I'm even turned off by her, guys. There's a lot of women that I have turned down for that. People are like, Grim, you're a virgin. It's like, dude, there's a lot of women that I've just turned down. I'm just like, really? I think one of my character flaws is that I look at people way too harshly. That's why I'm a critic. That's why they wanted me to critique records and things. Because I critique people too. Even myself, I'm a really bad critic when it comes to me. You know, I don't really listen to my videos. Oh no, I hate the sound of my own voice. I've told you that, but it's true. I don't like the sound of my own voice. But, I like talking, so that's bizarre. I love to read. I love to do all the comic voices. It always sounds good in my head, right? When I'm doing it, it sounds good. But when I listen back, it always sounds like crap. So I'm just like, ugh, I don't care. The only time that I'll really want to re-record something is if I know I did a bad performance when I was doing it. Like with the Witchblade we did. I had to redo that. But yeah, that's how I am. Like, oh, I don't like this. I already don't like that. You know, just certain things will turn me off of somebody. It's like, oh, you've got this going on. And she can be beautiful. And I'm like, but there's also this. You know, and this might be too much of a wall for me to deal with. Like, I can't handle this. I can't climb this wall. It's too much. Suffocating, right? Very few women that I haven't found a real flaw in. But there are some that were, you know, less than others. Oh, good. Because besides having some religious convictions about that sort of thing, oh, Lord. What is taking the waitress so long? Herpes are still flared up down there, so fooling around is pretty much out of the question tonight. Yeah, I'd say it's out of the question tonight, tomorrow night, the night after that, and that, and that, for all eternity. I don't want that, you know? Let me know if you got the herp. If your pussy's on fire, I don't want to deal with it. I'm sorry. What was that you just said? Dude, she just said she had elephants in her vagina. No. Might as well have elephants in there. About what? Religion? No. What was the other thing you just mentioned? My herpes? You have herpes? Yes, I thought you knew. No, Grant didn't mention anything about that. Oh yes, you see, about 5 years ago. Could you excuse me? I need to use the restroom. I really need to leave. There was an emergency at home. Ugh, I can't let you go tonight, but you will... I can let you go tonight, but you'll forfeit all of your share of the tips for the night. But that's not fair. I earn my share of those tips. I depend on those as a big share of my pay to earn my living and pay my bills. I don't care. You can stay and earn money, or you can leave for your emergency and give up your tips for the night. Guy's an asshole, isn't he? Not sure what is going on with that waitress and her boss, but it looks pretty serious. Ugh, what am I gonna do about this date? Is there a window in the bathroom? I'm just saying. Now, most bathrooms are windowless for a reason. What did I think her babbling is her flaw? Excuse me. Just when I think her babbling is a flaw, she drops a bombshell. Maybe I should just ditch. No, I'll finish the date. I know there's no future there, but maybe I can consider this practice and work on myself for the future. The waitress doesn't appear to be around now, just her boss standing around. Excuse me, I was looking to get the check from my waitress, but I don't see her around. Her name was Alicia, I think? Right, she had something come up, and I had to leave abruptly. I apologize for the inconvenience she caused for you. I'll get that right over to you. Hey there, cutie. I'm so happy you are back. Do you want to head out or go do something else now? Oh, I don't know. I was thinking I might call it a night. Gotta work early tomorrow morning and everything. You know how it is. Not really, I have the day off tomorrow. So I'm ready to go all night. But I thought she said she wasn't. Oh, unfortunately I just can't. Here's your check. Again, very sorry for the delay and inconvenience the waitress caused you tonight. I hope you and your beautiful companion have a lovely evening and come back and see us soon. Oh, we sure will, right, Grim? I was always taught that anything is possible, so... Yeah, I guess it's possible. So, since you don't want to go out and have some fun somewhere else, did you want to just come back to my place and we can make our own fun? Excuse me? You know, we can go back to my place, relax and have a drink, and see where things lead. But you just said you weren't interested in anything and your herpes was flaring up. Sorry, guys. And you know, afterwards you can just crash in my bed at my place, you know? I'm gonna say no. Computer says no. Are you crazy? You have herpes. Why do you think I would want to be with you like that? You yourself said earlier that we would not be doing that. And what about all those religious convictions you mentioned? Yeah! I thought she was a good little Christian girl. What happened? Man. Gotta get DP on this one. This would be a hell of a... I mean, we've already done it once, so we're not gonna do it again, but this is a good one. I figured since we were so into each other that it wouldn't make a difference. What? Dude, I sat there and let you talk for 5 hours. That doesn't mean we're into each other. I don't feel sparks. There's no Disney magic. And as for my religious beliefs, since you are a cheater, you have no right to judge me about anything. I am not a cheater. My ex cheated on me. Well, it takes two to cheat. Yeah, her and the other guy. Yeah, my ex and the dickhead she fooled around with. Our first fight. Say, are you as turned on as I am? Let me go pay for dinner and we can continue the discussion outside. And yes, and how was everything this evening? Everything's fine, aside from the company I was with, and that wasn't your fault. Oh, she seemed like a lovely young woman. Yeah, well, you are welcome to her. Sad when people rush in and don't take the time needed to get to know one another. Well, sometimes you find out everything you need to know to make the right decision for you. Bing bong! Again, I apologize for the way your waitress behaved. Leaving before you'd finished and not providing good service to you is unacceptable, and I will ensure it does not happen with her again. Her lack of professionalism is not representative of our expectations here. Whoa, wait, her service was just fine. In fact, I happened to overhear your conversation with her earlier. It's not a very employee-friendly policy to take, which you rightfully earn. Everyone is just trying to make a living, right? I really don't think that's any of your business. Hey, I'm not trying to tell you how to run this place, but you know, everyone has moments in their life when unexpected things happen. Sometimes you just need to cut people a little slack for the greater good. How much did she lose by having to leave early? By the way, how did his bill go from $53 to $149.95? I would have thrown the food at him if that was the most expensive burger and fries I have ever seen. Was it gold-plated? I'm not at liberty to say. Maybe you'd prefer I make sure everyone in town knows how you treat your employees. Evanston TV News seems to enjoy public interest stories like this. Fine, let me see. As things were going, she would have made around $200 tonight. And it literally says, if you do not tip your server, they do not earn much. This isn't a tip, but it is for Alicia, and only her. She better get it. I'll find out if she doesn't. Understand? Of course. Have a good evening. Back to my date. I wonder where she went. No, I don't wonder at all. I'm just glad that is done. Hey, this ought to be taught. This is like a red pill class, man. This is what it's really about. Not about, I'm gonna show you how to get the girl and the car and the money. This is what life is really like. Like, I know women that tell you they have herpes at the last fucking minute. And they want to hide it. And they don't want nobody to know. Like, literally, they don't want nobody to know. Even though it's something you should disclose to your partner at any fucking time. If you've got an STD, you need to let somebody fucking know. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Kind of wish I wasn't going to work tomorrow because I would love to go through this and really kind of just dig in with this first episode. This is great. I'm gonna go support this guy like right now. So I suggest you do too. It's Heavenshire Stories. Heavenshire Stories. I'm definitely supporting this guy. So, yeah. It's not an AVN. It's not an adult visual novel. Well, it is. It is an adult visual novel. But it's not that kind of adult visual novel. It's more about life, not fantasy. We do a lot of fantasy. And I love fantasy. Fantasy's fun. Fantasy's what you guys kind of need sometimes because this is what your life actually looks like. There may be guys that comment in here and say, this is too real, Grim. I don't know if we really need to do this because this is not what I come to this channel for. I come to this channel for fantasy and fun and things to get my mind off of, well, this. But sometimes we have to give you guys a lesson. Some of you younger guys out there. Some of you, you know, big dreams, you know, it just sparks going off in your head. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna be this. And then, boom, it all gets thrown out. Just thrown to the wall like a fucking Picasso painting. Just boom. That's life. Life is a fucking Picasso painting. Not a Picasso, sorry. Well, Picasso, yeah. It's a little messed up. But what I was thinking was Jackson Pollock. Sorry, guys. Jackson Pollock. You know, Jackson Pollock, he would just throw paint on the canvas. That's what life is like. It's not pretty brushstrokes. We want it to be pretty brushstrokes. We want it to be, you know, nice little colors. What was his name? The guy with the afro, I guess you could say. I can't think of his name, the painter. We want it to be like that, but that's not what it's like. It's not pretty blues and what is it? Nice greens, whatever, something like that. I'm trying to think of something. But anyway, it's not him. It's life is not that. Life is the fucking Jackson Pollock kind of Picasso Dolly kind of mess. It's all over the fucking place. That's what life is. Like M.C. Escher, you know, all the stairs. That's life. It doesn't really have a direction. So you have to kind of choose the path you want to take in this fucking chaos that we live in. There was a guy that said he didn't like the idea that we're all in God's love or something like that. He doesn't like that idea because he says that it basically it makes someone exempt from judgment and free will. And what I want to say is, you know, I don't really think there is a free will, right? I think that if there is an omnipotent being as such, it knows every decision you're going to make. You know, so that's what omnipotence, not omnipotence, omniscience, not omnipotence. Omnipotence is different. Omniscience is every single path just plotted out. We're not omniscient, you know. So when we're thrown into this chaos, we make all kinds of different decisions. However, because this being is omniscient and knows every single path we're going to take, but we still get to choose our own path, and maybe that's just the path we were supposed to go in the first place. Because maybe it's, you know, just because things are chaotic, it doesn't mean that, you know, we don't have an idea. And then some people would say, well, some people just kill themselves, and some people do this, and some people do that. And that's pretty hardcore. When you start talking about, well, some person's path is to overdose and die. Some person's path is a fucking gun in their mouth, right? Shotgun. Boom. Some people, you know, a lot of things that can happen. If some guy died wrestling an alligator, just said, I'm gonna jump in there and fight that bastard, and it got him, you know? Some guy's path is his wife poisoned him. That was it. He said, oh, something's a little wrong with my beer today. It was the last beer he ever drank. I mean, it happens. They're not great, but it shows you that maybe things aren't so benevolent as we like to think. You know, I don't really see, me personally, I don't really see a creator force as being benevolent or malevolent. I see it as being something that just is, right? It's the chaos of life, right? And even if this thing knows exactly what choice we're going to make, it doesn't mean it's going to be a benevolent choice that is successful, right? It doesn't mean it's going to be a choice where things work out, because sometimes things don't, you know. Sometimes, you know, we did all we could and the person died. We've seen it. You know, there was a guy that had a heart attack while I was working one day. Just had a heart attack. Died. It was it. It was crazy. We prayed. We did the whole thing, and he still died. He had a wife. He had kids. They were going to do a vacation thing. He, you know, he was in his 40s. Wasn't that old. He wasn't that old, guys. Kind of a little overweight, but not real overweight. You know, he's portly, but not like super fat or anything. He was just kind of, you know, just a big guy. In short. But yeah, he had a temper though. He really, you know, just really did not like the job and a lot of other things. But I don't think that's what led to it. He just died. And it was crazy. Now, I didn't actually see the guy physically die. Because I was doing something, but everybody told me what happened, that he just literally fell and died. It's like, wow, just had a heart attack like that. Hardcore. Like, that's his path, that's the end, that's the choice that was made. And it was just something that nobody expected. That's the end of your path. Nobody can tell how it's gonna end. And we're just all thrown into this chaos. That's why I like to embrace the chaos of it all, right? Because if you don't, and you think that things are just going to work out like this and that and the other, you're in for a big surprise. You think that things are going to work out. You think that everything's going to be all right. Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes things are good. But you know what? I know a man yesterday lost everything he owned in a fire. His wife and his kids are okay. But everything else burnt to the ground. Gone. Wasn't a big celebrity. He was an older man. You know, he did the thing. He did the thing that everybody's supposed to do. He had a nice job. He had a wife, kids. He had some pets. And he liked rock music, you know, heavy metal. And he collected a lot of records, you know, a lot of really big, famous. He had a lot of money, you know. So he had these priceless vinyls, you know, all these. They were, these guys were big into that kind of stuff, you know. He had all the successes in life, and everything burnt to the ground, irreplaceable. I mean, he's still alive. He's good. He was in the hospital. His wife and kids are fine, of course. That's what really is important. He fears for the cats, because he had some cats, you know. But cats usually sometimes they can get out if. You know, depends. Sometimes animals have a crueler fate because they can't necessarily open doors and, you know, get out windows and things like that. But again, it's just everything gone in the blink of an eye. Here it is. All the stuff and all the things that you've accumulated, all the hard work that you did, and buying this and buying that, and doing this and doing that. That's all gone. Just like that. That's what life is like, guys. Even these big, successful alpha guys, you know, that talk about this, that, and the other, that do not probably live near as successful lives as they think. And even if they do, they're probably not as fulfilled and happy as they think they are either. There's a really good song by Dead Can Dance called How Fortunate the Man with None. It's a really good song. It's an older song. Definitely kind of recommend you guys check that one out. Just listen to the lyrics, you know, back in the days when lyrics really spoke. So, alright, guys. Boxes of her things surround me every day. You can't even move that stuff, always reminding me of her, of what happened, and what I've lost. But I'll need to see her to get rid of everything. We need to talk. Are you there? Call me. Please respond. We have a lot we need to talk about. You have the wrong idea of what was happening on the beach. Hello? Stop ignoring me. We both know you still love me. I need you to contact me. We need to decide when I can get my things from the apartment. I don't really think I'm ready to deal with her yet. Nighttime is always the hardest. So empty. So lonely. So quiet. Am I interrupting anything? No, not at all. I was just talking with... Oh, what was his name? His name probably doesn't matter. Right, well, he's a local photographer, and I was asking if I would be interested in modeling for him. Can you believe that? Me, model? A photographer, and he just happened to pick you out of everyone here? You don't think I could do it? No, it's not that. You're pretty enough, of course. Just odd that he singled you out. And then he walked away when I arrived. He probably sensed you sucking the life out of everything. Hey, hey, I wasn't trying to insult you. Just wondering who he was. I know, I'm sorry. What do you think of the island so far?
I love it.
I was thinking, if the rest of the island is as nice as what we've seen so far, maybe we should consider this for our honeymoon. What do you think? I think that would be perfect. There's definitely something about this place that I love. Would you excuse me? I need to use the restroom. It's been a while. I wonder where Melody is. I should make sure nothing has happened to her. She doesn't seem to be here. Where is she? Melody? Ugh, morning again. I hate those dreams. She was gone when you just got outside. Excuse me, she was gone when you got... She was just gone when you got outside? Yep, nowhere in sight. Wow, that's just weird. And you're sure you didn't just miss her? Of course I'm sure, unless she had the power to become invisible or shrink or something. No, man, she took off while I was paying for dinner. Other than that, how was the date? Well, if I'm being honest, it wasn't great. The motor mouth? Yeah, that. And I probably could have lived with that, but the herpes was a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry, did you just say the herpes? Yeah. That's like an indie rock band or something, right? And they play terrible music, which is why you didn't like her? No, that's like the STD that you hold on to forever. That's horrible. I mean, truth be told, you shouldn't be telling other people's dirty little secrets, but man, I had no idea. She gave me a ride in her car a while ago when mine was in the shop. Do you think I need to get tested or something? No, I don't think you could catch it that way. What a relief. Well, I'm proud of you for getting back out there. Now that you see how easygoing and harmless it is, you can get back out there and keep trying. And before you know it, you'll have plenty of entertaining stories to share. Let's face it, this one's stuck. Yeah, I'm just here for your vicarious entertainment. Exactly, so what's the plan for tonight? Jumping back into the pool to try again? Gaming? A lot of guys do the gaming these days. Maybe that could work. Oh no, I'm gonna head home and game tonight. Whatever helps you relax. I guess everyone's got their hobbies. Relaxing. You don't game much, do you? The wife doesn't let me. And that's why I'm not in a hurry to start dating again. Enough! There, there. Calm down. There's no reason to cry about it. But I can't. Who is that? Dulce Bambina is her name. She started last week. And she's crying already? I'm surprised it took so long. Welcome to DEI, right? She fits right in with everyone else Lucifer hires. Am I right? You shouldn't call her that. I hate this. They didn't say it was gonna be like this. What is she complaining about? Not sure. Work is just so much work. I can't handle this. I'm supposed to do this 8 hours a day? Yes! And sometimes you do it for longer. Every day?
Yes, until the day you fucking die.
There, there. When you add in commute time to and from work, the time it takes to get ready, and the time to sleep, I'm now left with enough time for the rest of my life! Welcome to fucking life, lady. That's work. What am I supposed to do everything else? On the weekends like everyone else? Am I supposed to do this for 40 years? Hey, you might do it for longer. A successful career has a price, Dulcie. I explained the fast track program to you during your interview. Fast track beats me. It'll be difficult for the first few months or so, but it'll get easier over time. By moving you into the fast track program as my protege, you'll bypass everyone else here quickly and get to make your own hours soon enough. Protege? Are they cloning another Lucifer? I'm just not sure if it's all worth it. Trust me, Dulcie, it will be. In fact, if you're so upset, why don't you go home for the rest of the day? I've seen enough. Later, man. I've seen enough, too. But, so help me God, I have to continue with this. Like, we're done for now. But I'm going to do this again next week, because I just fucking am. We're going to continue this. And Grimm's fucking rants, because I can't help it. When I did these VNs, I noticed there were a lot of real-world scenarios, and I would rant about it. But now, we're in really real-world scenarios, like super real real-world scenarios. So, you've definitely got me on a ranting binge this time. Alright guys, so this is Going Your Own Way, and you can pick it up from Heavenshire Stories. Alright guys, I'll see you next time. I'm out.